Hi everybody, welcome back to our podcast. Today Dr. Lee is going to speak about Fournier's gangrene.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while, for me at least. So today we're just going to discuss Fournier's gangrene, which is a very rare thing, but we recently saw two cases of it back-to-back in the ICU, so I figured we should review it. Fournier's gangrene is just a fancy way to say necrotizing fasciitis that's specifically located in the perineum groin area of a man or a woman. It's named after this French physician who first identified it, and so that's why it's coined that. So it doesn't mean anything more special. So generally, it's very prevalent in, or highest risk patients include diabetics, people with compromised immune systems, so cirrhotic patients, alcoholic patients, diabetics, or the classic patients that you see who have poor hygiene down in the perineum groin area, and most and it causes like a very aggressive infection of the skin and soft tissue that can go deep internally and also cause, obviously, can cause life-threatening sepsis. So the treatment is obviously early recognition. Have a high threshold, or low threshold, I'm sorry, of diagnosing it. Usually the organisms are generally pretty a common flora found on your skin. So skin and soft tissue things, so very like staph strep species, but a lot of anaerobic species and gas-forming organisms. So oftentimes on exam, not only do you see like cellulitic picture, you can also feel crepitus, gas-forming. In our imaging, primarily CAT scan, you can see pockets of air tracking deep from the soft tissue. So treatment obviously is classically like sepsis, treatment, fluids, antibiotics, early cultures, but primarily surgical debridement because this infection can move very, very quickly and be life-threatening. So that's basically Fournier's in a nutshell.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Lee, and good luck with the baby.
Thank you.